Yes, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand praise this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We just thank the Lord. He took us and brought us, kept us safe, and be back. And so I just want to thank God for making it back over the dangerous highway and the byways. Amen. The plane stayed in the air. I'm glad God was the co-pilot. And somebody said he's not the co-pilot, he's the pilot. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that doing this thing. Amen. If somebody, someone has a testimony or praise report today, we want to hear from you. Amen. Testimony, praise report. Amen. Praise God. Maybe God did something good for you and you want to testify to the goodness of the Lord. Amen. 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 If there's no testimony, praise report. Amen. Sister Tate, you got one? You got a song on your heart, babe?
I love you.
I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yet I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way, and yet I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. Soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary, and yet I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Yes, Lord, yes. You know, when you look back and you think about how good God has been to you, your heart can't do anything but praise him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you look back over your life and see where he brought you from, your heart can't do anything but praise. Amen.
Amen.
And so many a times that things took place in our life and we didn't recognize it was God there in the midst of it during the time, amen.
Amen.
But when you look back now, you realize it was God that was on your side, amen.
Amen.
He was there when we didn't even know he was there, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he's been with us since birth. When we came into the earth, he's had someone assigned to us and to keep us. So I just want to thank God today for all he's done and to give him praise. Amen. Amen. So bless God today. I thank all of you who are on Facebook this morning. Amen. And thank you who are on the line this morning. And thank God, amen, that I have life and that more abundantly. Amen. So thank God today. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I realize these are the last days, and because these are the last days, we say God is blowing his trumpet time after time after time, but it don't seem like anyone is listening. And I don't know what to do but keep blowing the trumpet. And the word of the trumpet is repent, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand, or the Lord coming is very soon. And the only thing I know is what to say is repent, blow the trumpet of repentance. And
yes,
because, hallelujah, you know, I don't know what the day of the Lord is going to do for anybody. I know everybody wanted to come. Some people said they wanted to come. But even you might think you're ready for it to come, but what about the other people, amen? We can't be so selfish all the time, amen, that we're only worried about ourselves and we're not worried about anyone else. We have to be our people's people, a person, amen, that not only care about yourself but care about others. But the trumpet is sounding and it's getting louder and louder. When we look at the things in the, if you look at, do look at the news sometime, you see the trumpet is blowing loud and louder, amen. You see more things taking place, more things are happening, amen. There's more killing going on, there's more the government against us going on. And it seems like everything is just increasing and increasing. And we need to recognize that's the sound of the trumpet, amen. That's God blowing his horn to let you know to get ready. But at the same time, I see people going about every day as though nothing is going on. Amen. They still, whatever they wanted to do, they still doing it. Wherever they wanted to try, they still trying it. And whatever they wanted to drink, they still drink it. And whatever they wanted to smoke, they still smoked it. Or, you know, all kinds of things. We just continue on doing things that we already know that God doesn't like. And we know that we are not ready for the coming of the Lord ourselves. But yet we continue and do nothing to try to put ourselves in a place of readiness. Amen. Put our place in. You got to put yourself in a place of readiness. Amen. And I find out with most of the time people that have, you know, a lot of anxiety and things like that, you find out that that is a demonic force that's warring against their mind is lying to them, telling them something that is not, or telling them what might be, could be. How do we say coulda, shoulda, woulda? The enemy's always got something going on in your mind telling you things that hasn't happened yet, but it tells you what might happen, amen. But when we learn how to get grounded in the Lord, then we won't fear those things that the enemy is portraying to us.
Yes.
He's always showing you a picture of something that's not real.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You know, he always bringing that fear on you because it's not real. And you need to recognize that it is a mental thing that the devil is dealing with you on, and it's a lie. We're always afraid of the lie, the mental lie, you know. He's saying something is going to happen. Well, you have to look and say, if it's going to happen, just let it happen, amen. I'm ready. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, if I'm going to die, if I'm ready to die, bring it on, amen. And so when you get to a place where the enemy don't have anything to attack you with, you leave you alone. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. See, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, you've been walking a path of uprightness, then say, come on, I'm ready. Amen. Come on. And when you get to a place where you know you're ready, then the enemy can't use his tricks against you because that he knows that well, there's no need of bothering her, no need to bother him, because all the lies I tell him, he's not going to be moved by the lies that I brought on him. Come on, A.B., say, I'm not going to be moved by the devil's lie. I'm not going to be upset because of the devil's lie,
amen.
Come on, amen. If he kills me on the third day, I'll get up, amen. I'm not going to be moved by his lies, amen, because I'm ready,
amen.
Come on, amen. If you got the gun on me, go on, pull the trigger, because I'm ready, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know Jesus is my Savior, and he said he'll save me in that day or in that time. So whatever it is that the enemy wants to bring against me, come on, say I'm ready for it,
amen.
Come on. I mean, everybody in Christ Jesus, amen, should be ready for it,
amen.
And even if the Lord comes tomorrow, we got to be ready for it,
amen.
Come on, don't be like the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Five was ready and five wasn't, amen. And the five got a little stagnated, and they had the oil. They had everything that was necessary to attend the wedding. Because of the time it took for the bridegroom to get back, they kind of let their oil run out, amen. And they let their lights became dim. And when the bridegroom showed up, they weren't ready. And so we got to be always ready for the coming of the Lord. And the louder the Lord blows his trumpet, the more concerned we ought to be, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
When the trumpet sounds for an alarm, that means we need to be watching and looking for the coming of the Lord,
amen.
Amen. I realize all the things I was doing that I can't be doing what I used to do, because I know what I used to do didn't glorify God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I got to cut that out. So everything I do now, I got to change my perception about things and realize that I've got to do what pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
If I know it's something that God don't like, then I shouldn't be doing that now, because he might come tonight, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
I say God could come tonight, amen. Somebody said, well, he's not coming. Well, you don't know. No man knows the day or the hour.
Right.
He said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. So if I'm coming as a thief don't come and knock on the door and say, hey, look at here, I'll be over your house tonight. A thief don't do that,
amen.
A thief always comes when you're unaware. But for us today, we shouldn't be unaware.
Yeah.
It's because we hear the trumpet sound.
Amen.
Come on. People of God hear the trumpet sound, and amen.
Yeah.
They know something, even if they don't know exactly all that it is. They know something is getting ready to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Something is getting ready to take place, and we need to repent. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We need to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to pray. We need to seek God. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. I want to bring a word to you this morning. I don't know where to start at. Amen. Acts chapter 12, Sister Paige. Amen. And because this is the time here that we're living in. Amen. And even in this time here, we're getting ready for the coming of the Lord. And we're being ready for the coming of the Lord. you get ready and being ready, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You don't quite have it together. But even in the, you know, these times that we got now, I want to start at verse 7 through 11, Sister Paige. Acts chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Hallelujah. Y'all go with me here, amen.
Call recording is on.
Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him,
uh-huh.
and a light shone in the prison.
Yes.
And he struck Peter on the side.
He struck Peter on the side.
And raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. So he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angels was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that led to the city, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter had come to himself and said, "Now I know for certain the Lord has sent his angel, and he has delivered me from the hands of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jewish people."
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Out of the book of Acts 12, verses 7 through 11, I just looked at verse 11. It says, "And when Peter came to himself, he said, 'Now I know of a certainty that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jews.'" Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Lord, bless this word today and have it to come out the way you would have it to come and say it the way you would have us to say it. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about adversity. Adversity. Amen. Adversity. Amen. Since these are times of adversity, these are what we call the last day, these are times of troubles, amen. These are time of great stresses and time of problems, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a lot of adversity going on in the world today, amen.
Amen.
And even though we are going through adversity or trouble, misfortunes, poverty, we're facing challenges today, amen. And even though we're facing challenges, I want to say it's okay to be able to, it's okay to face some challenges, amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
Because God works in the midst of adversity. This is a time that the unseen God works. God works in darkness, amen. Hallelujah. In the darkest part of your life, God will work in the darkest part of your life, amen.
Yes, amen.
God reveals himself in adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Here Peter is in prison, and he's been preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified and preaching baptism in the name of Jesus and preaching being filled with the Holy Spirit, and people got upset with Peter for yes. preaching the name of Jesus. It's no different today, amen.
Amen.
People still fight against baptism in the name of Jesus. I don't know why they do it, but they still fight against it. For some reason, they'll do everything in Jesus' name, but go to the water in his name. You know, they'll pray in his name.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fast in his name. And
mm-hmm.
they'll do everything. But because Peter preached that, Peter came under adversity and trouble and persecution for just doing what God told him to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, see, if you're going to do this thing right, you got to realize that you're going to have adversity behind saying what's right.
Amen.
You're going to have adversity for not being like everybody else, amen. You're going to have adversity if you don't say what other people say, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have adversity if you don't do what other people do.
Amen.
And so this is what's going on with us today, because if you don't follow the majority, then you're going to have adversity, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't do it the way they do it, you're going to have adversity. Because anyone that doesn't follow the majority is going to come under persecution. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, just because the whole crowd was doing something, just because everybody else was doing it a certain way, and Peter and the apostles, they wasn't doing it the way the rest of them was doing, and all of a sudden they came under persecution. And so you have to realize when you speak what thus saith the Lord, you're going to come under
persecution and adversity, amen. But don't be troubled by the adversity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, don't be troubled about the adversity. Don't be troubled by what you go through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because in the midst of adversity is where God shows himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's where the invisible God becomes visible, because he shows up in the midst of your adversity so that now you get to see God, but sometimes you never get to see God until you get into adversity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Here's Peter in prison, and he had walked with Jesus, you know. He had talked with Jesus, and he saw all the things Jesus did during the time of the ministry of Jesus. But here was, he was in a situation here that he didn't know whether or not he was going to get out of it, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's in a place that he can't loose himself. Come on, amen. You see, when in your life, in the midst of your adversity, when you get to a place that you can't do anything for yourself, you need some help from somebody, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You need to have somebody in your life that you can count on. Come on, I say you can count on Jesus, amen?
Right.
Hallelujah. Then you see, if a person don't have anything to hold on to, or to latch into, or to trust in his life, that person would be a miserable person in the midst of adversity, because he would be a person that doesn't have any hope.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I said, Jesus is my hope, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, you need some hope in your life.
Uh-huh.
But because if you don't have hope, if you don't have purpose, amen, if you don't have assurance, then in the midst of your adversity, you'll be destroyed.
Yes.
I believe the Proverbs, Solomon said, if a man faint in the time of adversity, his strength is weak. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you faint in the time of adversity, your strength is weak, amen.
Amen.
And see, we're not some of the people that faint, amen. We're not the one that draw back, amen.
Amen.
The reason we don't draw back, because what? We have hope in God, amen.
Yes.
Because if only in this life you have hope, you are a miserable person, and you don't have to continue to be a miserable person, because we have hope in God, and whenever we're in the midst of adversity, we realize God going to show up.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. And here Peter in prison, God shows up, amen,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of adversity. Now, a lot of us don't like adversity, but your adversity can be the most blessed time of your life. Somebody don't like that. Adversity can be the most blessed time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you get into adversity, you're going to see some things that you never saw.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try some things that you never tried. Come on, y'all, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what's wrong with us sometimes. We don't want to try nothing different, but adversity will have you to try something different, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, a lot of you are having problems in your life. A lot of you are having a lot of mental issues, amen, in your life.
Amen.
And you don't realize that just God allowing adversity so that you'll try something different.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Right.
Come on. You got to try something different, amen.
Yes.
You tried the alcohol. You tried the pills, whatever else that you try. You tried all that stuff now. You still got adversity. Why don't you give Jesus a try? Hallelujah. Just like these people did here with Peter. While Peter was in the midst of his adversity, the people were praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
When you get in adversity, pray.
Yes.
Come on. When you get in your troubles, pray.
Pray.
Hallelujah. When you have your attacks, pray.
Pray.
When the devil come against you, pray.
Pray.
Hallelujah. Get your mind back. Get your thoughts back. Amen. Get everything back aligned up with God. You see, prayer would get you aligned back with God. So in the midst of your adversity, you can have hope and you can have faith and be delivered out of the midst of your adversity. But you first got to try Jesus out.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, amen. In your adversity, in the midst of your adversity, amen. And see, we don't recognize that God allows adversity to come to get you to change.
Yes.
from going to one way to go to another way, amen. Because if he hadn't put a wall up and blocked you from getting what you was going to get, if he hadn't stopped you from doing what you was going to do, you may have been destroyed down the road. If you had got that big check, you might not even be saved now. Hallelujah. If you had got that money, amen, you might have lost your life, amen. You might have did something that was going to be wicked with it. But in the midst of your adversity, God always shows up.
Yeah, amen.
Because the only time God can be seen, God has to be seen through his works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You can't see God no other way, amen.
No.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, we can't see God, but we can see what he does, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
And you can't see the invisible, but you can see his works, amen.
Yes.
And see, people always want to make God a man. Because they want to see something, amen.
Yes.
They want to have something they can touch, amen. They want to have something they can feel. But even though God can't be seen, you can still feel him. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, amen.
Yes.
I say God can touch you the way
yes.
that nobody else can touch, amen.
Yes.
In the midst of your situation, God can touch you
yes.
like no man can touch you, amen.
Yes.
He can touch you the way that no woman can touch you. But in the midst of your adversity, God shows up.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can realize, I can say for myself, if it had not been for my adversity that I was in, amen, I wouldn't be saved today. But
right.
in the midst of my adversity, I heard the voice of God speak in the midst of my adversity. You know, if I hadn't got in that situation,
mm-hmm.
I would have never known that God speaks.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
If you hadn't, God hadn't let you get in that stuff, you would have never known that he could have got you out. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
So God reveals himself in the midst
yes.
of adversity.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, all that's going on in your life, the reason you're having the problem that you're having, the thoughts that you have, the thoughts you're having, you're crying all night.
Thank
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Because you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're empty.
Yes.
And you're trying to find some fulfillment, amen. You see, God allows that adversity because he wants you to know that nobody can fill that void in your life but him.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
You see, God fixed it that way when he created us, amen.
Uh-huh.
He made us and then made us a part of himself so we can't do without him, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He fixed it that way. Well, you're going to need him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
To fulfill your void. You see, a lot of things you are doing because you're trying to fill a void, amen.
Yes.
You see, he's allowing adversity to come in your life because you are void of something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you're trying to drink yourself to death because
right.
you're void of peace, amen.
Thank you.
How do you can't sit still. You're not content. You're void, amen.
Yes.
So those are adversities that God has allowed in your life. And the reason he allows a verse to come in your life because he wants to draw you to him.
Uh-huh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You see, these people knew what to do when they got in trouble. Come on, it said the name of Jesus is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and it's safe, amen.
Mm-hmm.
These people began to call on the name of Jesus
yes.
in the midst of his adversity, and God heard their cry, and the angel came into the jail cell, amen. Come on, I said, come on, y'all. Somebody might be in the jail cell today, but I'm trying to show up. While you're in the jail cell, amen, a voice of God, an angel will come into the jail cell and tell you he's going to make it all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
He'll tell you that he's going to be all right. See, he shows up in the midst of adversity. I was in jail, but that is where I heard the voice of God. That is where God showed up. In the time of trouble, amen, the Bible said he'll hide you in his pavilion.
Yes. Amen.
But it's
right.
He shows up in adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Peter was delivered here, but this wasn't the first time that Peter got delivered in the midst of his adversity, amen. Well, if you look at Matthew chapter 14, amen,
mm-hmm.
you will see where the disciples, they're in a ship and they're going across the sea,
right.
and they get in the middle of the sea, all of a sudden adversity came up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said that a storm came up, amen.
Right.
You see, that your storm is your adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And what it was, that is when they They got to recognize who Jesus was in the midst of their storm. Come on, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. I'm saying you'll recognize who he is when you get in your storm.
Yeah.
Right now, you can't see it because, you know, your mind is not fixed or your heart is not fixed. Your eyes is not in the right place because you're trying to see with the natural, amen, and not see with the spiritual, amen. But the only time you really turn to spiritual is when you get in adversity.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you begin to have thoughts that you never had before. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. More people have started business when things was bad than it did when things was going good.
Right.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, in the adversity, amen.
Yes.
They came up with another idea.
Mm-hmm.
See, they would have never thought of that ideal if they hadn't come to a place where they had to draw on the strength of God, to draw on it, amen.
Yes.
You see, when you're weak, You never know how strong you are, amen, until you get in the place, till you get into adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I saw a man pick up a car.
Yes.
A person was peeing under the car, and one guy wanted to pick the car up and got the cop out from under the car, amen. And they said, how did you do that? He said, I don't know. I'm trying to say that's strength when you get in adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, he had so much adrenaline in him. That's what we did for. He had so much adrenaline in him. He walked up to the car and picked the car up on the side, and they pulled the man out, and they said, how did you do that? He said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I said, when you get in adversity, you find out how strong you are. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So don't be troubled about your adversity. Amen. God's trying to show you something. Amen.
Yeah.
So see, if you realize and get the right mindset about things, you will realize that when I'm having trouble, God's trying to show me something.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Everybody usually get upset about the trouble, but when you really start having trouble, God's trying to show you something, amen.
Right.
Because the only way you would see it is in the midst of adversity.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You see, the disciples wouldn't have known that they thought it was a spirit walking on the sea, and they became afraid of Jesus walking on the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in that time of trouble they recognized that he must be more than a man. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, I said Jesus is more than just a man, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, he was God in the flesh, amen.
Yes.
He was justified by the Spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was more than just a man, he was a God man.
Yes.
See, they wouldn't have recognized that Jesus could do the thing that he did if it hadn't been for that they was in adversity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I think
Lord.
About Sister Paige would have recognized that God could heal your cancer if he hadn't got into adversity.
Amen.
It was in the midst of the trouble that she called on God more than she ever called on before. Amen. See, you might say now, well, what did he do that? Well, if God wants you to call on him, wants you to pray more, he gives you something to pray for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, you know you ain't just, you know we don't like to pray unless we got a reason, amen. Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
The only time we cry out is when something is chasing us. Hallelujah. When something frightens you, Lord have mercy. You know, when almost in a car, oh Jesus. You know, we don't get them pretty prayers when we're in adversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it ain't no long prayer when you're in adversity. Is Lord have mercy.
Right.
Oh, help me, Jesus. That might be the only thing come out your mouth, but that prayer went down, amen.
Mm-hmm.
More so because all the other times you was praying, you wasn't having no adversity and you wasn't serious about it.
Right.
So God has to let us get into situations sometimes where we become serious in prayer. And a serious prayer is normally not a long prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
Come on, y'all. So I think about it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Your most serious prayer that you made was not a long prayer.
Right.
Because it was a time and adversity that you called out on God to come and help. Amen. The disciples said, Lord, save me. That's all they could say at the time. Lord, save us. And then God showed up to show that he could deliver, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, if you hadn't went through what you went through, you may not be where you are now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because God unveils himself in the midst of adversity. Amen.
Yes.
He shows up. Amen. He shows his power. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in trouble. Amen. You know, I know we look at all the things that goes on, but God, everywhere I see God shows up, God always showed up while you were in something. You know, everybody say God's going to show up while you're not going through nothing. But I believe God's going to let us go through something so he can reveal himself in the midst of the adversity, amen. Noah wasn't saved out of the flood. Noah was saved in the flood.
Yes, he was.
He showed up in the flood, amen. He saved Noah. Daniel wasn't saved out of the lion's den. Daniel was saved in the lion. You see, he was in his adversity when he recognized that God could shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm saying he can shut the devil up, amen. He can stop the devil from talking to you at night, amen. He can stop the devil from bringing those strange dreams to you at night. He can stop whatever's going on in your life. He can shut the lion's mouth because he's got all power. The Hebrew boys wasn't saved out of the furnace.
Nope.
Come on, amen. They was in adversity, wasn't it? When you're in the fire, you're in adversity, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, when you're in the fire, you're in trouble, amen. But not recognize the reason for you being in the fire, because God wants to reveal something to you while you're in the fire. That is why we say we have faith in God and remain keeping your faith regardless of what's going on, because God is trying to reveal something to you. And where God reveals it, he reveals it in the midst of your adversity.
Right. That's right.
He wanted to show the Hebrew boys, Daniel and the lion, he showed up the Hebrew. But when they was in the furnace, they was bound with a cord. And the only thing that the fire did was loose them and set them free while they was in the fire. Come on, y'all. Come on. I said Jesus will set you free in the midst of the fire. Amen.
Amen.
The thing that is binding you, the thing that has you bound, God will loose it from you in the midst of adversity if you would hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
And realize that he is God and there's none else beside him.
Right. Amen.
They would have never known that they can get in the fire and not be burned.
Mm-hmm.
If they had never gone in the fire. But in the midst of adversity, the Bible said that there was one like unto the Son of Man walking around in the fire with them.
Yes.
Come on, I said he showed up in the adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I don't know what fire you're in today, but I'm trying to say Jesus is going to show up in the midst of your fire. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is going to show up in the midst of your adversity. And don't be troubled about the thing that's going on around you now. So don't get all upset and bent out of shape and I wonder. But God is going to show up in the midst of this adversity. There's something going to be seen. There's something going to be acknowledged. Even in the time of the things that's going on now, God is going to show his hand in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on.
Amen.
He's going to show up in the midst of this virus here.
That's
he's
right.
going to show himself. Amen. Because he always shows up in the midst of adversity. Amen. He's going to show himself strong in the White House. Amen. Whatever's going on up there, he's going to show up in the midst of the adversity there to show that he is God. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever a king or a people get beside themselves, God shows up to say, I'm God.
Yes, he does.
There's none else beside me, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. I am the Almighty, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Who are you, amen,
mm-hmm.
to defy my power? Who are you to defy my stature? Who are you to defy a God that controls all things? But say he only shows up in the midst of adversity.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 Because if there's no adversity, you don't need to come.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If you don't have no problem, why do you need to come to your house?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when Jesus
yes.
came, Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but I came to call the sinners to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
I came to people that got problems. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on. See,
yes.
some of us don't have no problem. That's what's wrong with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he had to show up at your house, because you don't think you got no problems. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
I said you don't think you have any problems.
That's right.
You see, that's one of the things with people. They don't think they got problems.
Mm-hmm.
They think they all right.
Mm-hmm.
they think they got it going on. Mm-hmm. And they are some of the most troubled people that you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. People that don't want to see God, they're the most troubled people you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sleep good. They got to drink to go to sleep. They got to take a pill to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They fuss. They holler all the time. Trouble, most troubled people you can meet are the people who don't think they need God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear what I said. They don't think they need God.
Right.
They think they got it together.
Yes.
They go about every day like they got it together. Know they trouble. The people who are the most troubled are the people who won't see God. Most troubled people you can find. People that don't see God. Don't take time to read. They'll take time to do anything else, but they won't take time to search for God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take time to search for God. Amen. They'll take time to go everywhere, but they won't take that same time out to get in the Word of God and pray and seek God about the situation they got going on. But they got time to go somewhere else. They want everything to be given to them. You know, we want everything to be handed on a platter all the time. You know, we got so spoiled with our parents giving us everything we wanted, and we got spoiled. And every time we need something, we just like to go, here it is, baby, here it is, baby. But when are you going to take time out to search for God, to have a search for God? The Bible said he's not far from you, amen. He said, the word is in you, even in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. He said, the word of God is right there with you, but you're too lazy to take time to say, Lord, I need help in the midst of this adversity.
Yeah.
Amen. God shows us he's invisible. He unveils himself through signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. That's the way God unveils himself. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus said God is like the wind. And you can't see the wind, but you can see his works. Amen.
Right.
Amen. When you see the tornado, you know that's the wind. Amen. It always gets big enough to let you know it's real. I tell you, the hurricane gets big enough to let you know it's real, amen. I know you see the rumbling in the trees. You still don't see it. You see the trees moving, but you don't see the wind that blows it. That's the way God is, amen. Hallelujah. He's just like the wind. He's moving about in your life. He's going in and out of your life. He's going through your life. He's doing everything for you. You don't realize if your brain don't get no oxygen, amen, it dies. Anything that don't have breath dies. So God is always moving through your life at all times, revealing that he's there, but you don't see him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't recognize that is God. The wind that's going in your nostrils, you don't realize that's God, amen. The breath that you breathe, and we realize that he did that when he created us. He breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. But man going around today, they don't realize that the breath that they breathe, that's God's breath that God gave them, and then they deny God and curse God, amen, and turn their back on God and not realize all God has to do is take his breath back.
Right.
But as soon as your breath gets cut off, oh, Jesus, give me some breath. Give me some air. And then when he gives it back to you, then you recognize, oh, man, that's God. He just revealed himself.
That's right.
You wouldn't have known that it was God's breath, maybe, until you became short of it. And then you recognize it's God's breath, amen. But I'm saying in your adversity, amen.
Right.
It's where God reveals himself. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
You would have never started that. You see, when other people are having adversity, you see, if you're on the wise side of it, you will realize that when God is causing adversity in the world, if you're in tune with God, that would be a time for you to start your business.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody said, well, why are you talking about business now? Well, you still got to live. You don't know whether he's coming today or tomorrow, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to live like he's coming tonight or today. But we got to plan like he's not going to be here for 100 years, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
See, in the time of adversity, will become a saint's opportunity.
Right. Right.
See, you got to be like an opportunity statement. You're waiting on certain things to happen, and then you're going to take your opportunity right then, because you know through faith that things never stay the same.
Right.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
How do things don't stay the same? You see, we know there's seasons and times and months, and we know everything goes around, amen. If it was here right now, it's not going to be that way. Always it's going to be over here somewhere, amen. Come on. See, when the wicked see adversity, they run when nobody's chasing them. I mean, as soon as the stock market drops about 10%, the wicked going to start throwing the stock in. And then there's going to be the other opportunities. He said, no, they're bound as they throw them in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then in the next quarter, as it, in the next quarter, it's going to be gaining 100 points. And that guy going to triple his money that bought the stock that the wicked start throwing it in, amen.
Right.
Not realizing that time changes, amen. There's going to be a time for everything, isn't it? There's a time for the low. There's a time for the high. There's a time for the in-between, amen. Adversity. Adversity caused time to change, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize that if it's low, there's going to be a time it's going back. And then the way things increase and the way you get more dividends off of it because of the ups and downs. If there's no up and down, amen, there's no increase to it. But you got adversity, see. You got to be people that know God in the midst of your adversity, amen. Amen. You see, in the midst of adversity, God shows you that he gives aid. Because if you never was hungry, you never know that God could feed you, amen. Come on. See, he shows up in the midst of adversity. He's kind of God that moves in the midst of adversity, amen. And so don't be upset because you're going through right now. You see, the face of God, we should be smiling because this should be a happy time because we realize God is getting ready to do something, amen. That Jesus said, when you see all of these things, look up for your redemption drawing now. Something good is getting ready to happen to the saints of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I'm saying you're getting ready to pull off this old body that's been leaking. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This old building keep on leaking, and I got to move to another home. You see, when I see all of these take place, I realize that I got another house that's coming that's not from heaven. So these are going to be a joyous time for me. I know that the whole creation is groaning right now for the redemption of our bodies, that we might be made the sons of God. You see, in the midst of adversity, it should be a time of joy and peace for the saints, and it should be confusion for the wicked.
Yeah.
What you say? Sister Payne said it should be. She didn't say that's where it is. It should be a time of rejoicing for the saints because we know God always shows up in the midst of adversity. Most of the place I see in the Bible that I see that God shows up, it was always when they was having trouble.
Right.
When Israel was being oppressed, making bricks out of straw, overworked,
yes,
oppressed, and put down, hallelujah, that is when God showed up. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all, amen.
Yes.
Come on. So all of that is going on to us now. All of those things is happening to the people of God now. You're being oppressed. You're being put down. You're being killed, amen. You're being stomped on, amen. You're being abused. You're being accused. You're being misused. All of those things is going on right now. Hallelujah. See, that's the time we have to start praising God. Say, hallelujah. I know God is getting ready to show up soon.
Yeah. Glory
to
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because adversity, he always shows up in adversity, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When Jehoshaphat was being attacked, and they looked at the situation, they said, Lord, we have no strength against this host.
That's right.
And they began to pray and seek God, and the Spirit of God moved in the midst of it and said, you shall not have to fight this battle.
Right.
The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Come on, y'all. Right. I want to tell you, hallelujah. You see, when you get in adversity and you call upon the Lord, you can recognize, you see, because we're in covenant with God. Don't forget about the covenant now. Because we're in covenant with God, when we have trouble with our enemy, we call upon our covenant partner, and our covenant partner comes in there and takes care of our problem, because he said, now your problem has become my problem, and my problem is your problem, and because now this is your problem, amen, it becomes my problem, and I'll take care of your problem. But you see, they didn't call upon him to deliver them until they was in adversity. And all of a sudden, God goes out there and destroys the enemy. And they said, oh, he is a warrior, amen. He is Lord of lords and King of kings, amen. He is a king that has never lost a battle, amen.
Right.
That never lost a war, amen. He is a king that has never failed, amen. Hallelujah. He is somebody, amen, that the devil can't deal with, amen. He's somebody that the enemy can't deal with, amen. He's all powerful, amen, and all knowing and all caring, amen. He's a God that can do anything but fails if we would call on him in the midst of your adversity. So don't be afraid and upset about adversity. Your adversity will be your opportunity, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one scripture, Sister Page, Psalm 24 and verse 10. Hallelujah. But I was talking about adversity, amen. But you got to keep the right mindset, amen. You got to realize when I'm having trouble, if I call on God, he'll show up.
Yeah.
If I call on Jehovah, he'll show up, amen. If I call on Jehovah Shalom, he'll show up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need to go through all of those names. If I call on Jesus, he'll show up.
That's right.
Because Jesus is the name that's above all the other names, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in this world, but also in the world to come.
Yeah.
And if the name of Jesus, if somebody said Yeshua, if his name is greater than all names, so I don't need to worry about all the other names. As long as I know the name of Jesus, I can call upon the name of Jesus, because it says all power in heaven and earth is in his
yeah.
name.
Hallelujah.
My adversity falls down at the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Don't go back. You don't have to go way back and try to pull something out from way back when we got something right in front of you. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen. Read on.
Psalm 24.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah, we're very close. Lift up your head, or your gates. Lift up your everlasting doors.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Aren't you a gate?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You're a gate.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall open up the gate. He said, what does the Lord say? I stand at the door and knock. I'm knocking on the door of your heart if you would open up to me. If the gate will open up, I'll come in and sup with you, amen, and you with me. So God is knocking at the door of your heart, but he's allowing adversity to come in your life. That's the knock. Come on, y'all. Do you realize your adversity is the knock? Because the only thing that would open you up sometime is trouble. The only thing that will change you sometime and make you get the right mind is when you get sick. I would hate for God to have to make us sick for us to call on him, amen. But a lot of us don't realize that it's God that's keeping you well, amen. And sometimes it takes sickness for some people even to open up. Isn't it something? Huh? Some people have to be put all the way down. You know, the Bible says every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. Sometimes he has to put you on your knees before you even call on him.
That's right.
A lot of people got saved on the deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they got scared enough to call on him. When they thought they was going to hell, amen, then they want to call on him. It was adversity that adversity that brought repentance in their life, amen.
Amen.
Come on, get what I'm trying to say, amen.
Yeah.
One brother got shot. I remember a brother in Kansas, he got shot. You know, he didn't like God. And he thought he was having, he thought he was too much for God because everything was going good for him, pretty good for him. He thought he was all right. But
mm-hmm.
when he got shot one night. Didn't kill him. Thank God didn't kill him. But in the midst, but through that, him being shot, that adversity that was in his life, one of the brothers in church, he saw the brother on the street and fell down on the sidewalk in front of his brother.
Mm-hmm.
I want what you got. Come on, y'all. Come on, I want what you got, brother.
Right.
I want what you got, brother. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it was his adversity, being shot
mm-hmm.
and realized he could have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But God saved him and alive, and he got saved. Now he's a preacher now himself. Amen.
Amen.
But it was adversity that brought him to that point. Amen.
Right.
He wouldn't have recognized his ability if it hadn't been for the adversity that was in his life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen. Are you with me today, amen?
Amen.
I'm trying to show you how adversity works. And we get afraid of adversity. But I'm going to say it like David said, amen. It was good that I was afflicted, amen. It was good that I was afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my affliction, I learned something. I learned how to walk righteously, amen.
Amen.
But it was through affliction, amen.
Yes.
So don't let your adversity trouble you today. Realize that God shows himself in the midst of adversity. If you want to really see God, call upon God now while you're in this trouble, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Call upon him while you're going through, and he'll show himself.
Okay. Right.
You own drugs, whatever you own today. If you want to know that God is a deliverer, you need to call God while you hooked on drugs, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Call on him, amen. I was drinking, and I realized God could take the taste out of your mouth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading the word, amen. And all of a sudden, God took the taste out of my mouth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I was a beer drinker, amen. Had me a six-pack every week. No, 12-pack. No, 24. Well, whatever it was on the weekend, you know. I was that weekend drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the weekend drunk. Amen. You got the club drunks, and you got the social drunks, but we all was drunks. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
One brother, in his adversity, he wrapped around a telephone pole, what we call telephone pole, or utility pole,
mm-hmm.
driving his car drunk one night, wrapped around a telephone pole. Didn't kill him. But after that incident of adversity, he got saved. He came and got saved. Now he a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say the verses that turn you around, amen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a preacher over in Fort Worth, amen, been some years back, that God had told him he wanted him to preach, and he kept denying it. And so one day he went to his business down in the basement, and he's going to light this water heater. Went down there to light the water heater, and he struck the match, and the match went out. They heard the voice of God said, I've told you. So he struck another match to light the water heater. The match went out. And then he heard the voice say it again, have not I told you? And when he struck the match the third time, the water heater blew up. Blew his fingers off. Part of his hand off. He was dead. They took him to the morgue and put the tag on his toe. He died. His mama said, they called the mother and said, his mother said, no, that boy can't be dead. God told me that he's going to be a preacher. He's going to play music, a singer. And so she got her oil and went down to the morgue down in Fort Worth there. See, this ain't no long toast. Went down to the morgue and poured some oil on him, anointed his head with oil, and said, God, for what you promised me, that this boy was going to preach and be a musician, I command him to live in the name of Jesus. And his eyes popped back open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he got back up. I don't know if he did right now or not. But he was carrying his death certificate around. They had all that in the toe tag. He carried it around as a reminder. But it was through adversity, amen, that he realized that he needed to do what God wanted him to do. And even when he played the piano, the keyboard, the nerves that his hand got blow off would come out so he could play the keyboard.
Wow.
But that was through adversity. Hallelujah. Come on, what a mighty God we serve. Ain't God awesome?
Amen.
God is awesome, amen. Here this man can play the keyboard with his nerves because God had called him to do that. And he thought he was making too much money at the time and big businessman. But it was through adversity that brought him to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody, if you're going through adversity this morning, you need to call on Jesus, and Jesus will show up in the midst of your adversity. Amen. He'll show up in your trouble. Amen. Amen. When you're having nightmares, if you call on Jesus, he'll show up in your nightmares. Amen. He'll show up in your dream. Amen. He'll reveal himself in your dreams. Amen. He always shows up when you're in trouble. If you would just call on him, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that we know now. Hallelujah. And all of you on Facebook, thank you this morning. If you're in adversity, call on Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. And if you like to send anything to us, donate. I'm not a beggar. So if God lays on your heart to give something, you can send it to cashapp.com. And what's the other one? PayPal.
It's not cashapp.com.
PayPal. At carechurchinc@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
PayPal or Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. And so I thank y'all for listening and taking your time out for being on this morning. Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody got a testimony.
Amen.
Somebody got a testimony this morning. Somebody got a praise report? Got tithes and offering? Amen. Amen. Is there somebody got a testimony?
I just want to thank God. Well, this week, we went to Ohio this week to lay our daughter, mother, sometimes I get confused people, but you know, but I just thank God, though, there. Sometimes, and I go through, sometimes through sorrows, joy can be found. After having seen our grandkids in 8 years or more, have never seen met my great grandchildren, but through this here, I finally saw them again. They were teenagers, now they're adults with no family on. And I met a friend through this, you know. I just thank God that, you know, that he just, that he's, people are seeing God in me, say what I want to say, you know, because when she met me, she said, I like you. And she said, I'm going to call you. Give me your number. You know, so sometimes, as I said, through sorrow, you can find joy through sorrows. And he kept us safe over the airways, you know, and highways and stuff like, you know. I just thank God, but he is real. And he's really my life. And one time, a man, I was coming home, and a man came out from the side road, and he just hit me. And my husband said, that day, only thing I said was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So my car went around and went the opposite direction. And thank God when other cars were coming, they could have hit me. And I could have been going everywhere. I could have been there. But I just thank God that he helped me through that accident. And the car was total, so I got no car out of it. But, you know, but I just thank God that he is real to me. This song says he's real. He's real. And I just want to thank God for my God children that call me mom. Like, I call her faithful. She always, here. And I just thank her, and I appreciate her, and I love her. And I think she knows it, but sometimes it's good to tell people you love them, because you never know when you're here and you may be gone. So, Tatisha, I love you.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know. So
that is so nice.
I just thank God for her. Amen.
Amen. That is so nice. Amen. Anything, sister? You don't have anything to say? All right, then. Anyone else before
Amen.
We go?
Yes, I do. So I want to thank God for bringing you back home faithfully with your family and everything. Amen. And I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning and being able to attend and to hear and to worship. To continue to worship and keep his name on my lips. Look forward to every morning greeting him first thing in the morning and praying. And I just think every day is a day of thanksgiving, a day of blessing. So I just want to continue to strive and continue to do what I need to do. But I just thank the Lord for being in my life and staying present and continue to work on me, because I am far from perfect, but I'm in love with him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is good. Amen, Sister Alexandra. Amen. Thank God. Is there someone else got anything they like to say? You always need to give a testimony. If God did something for you, we need to hear about it. Amen. Amen. Because a lot of people need some uplifting today.
Amen.
And, go ahead.
Amen, amen. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God. I just thank God, amen, for the message on this morning. Praise God. God showing up in adversity. Praise God. And I just, you know, it's been a lot of, you know how it is at the job. There's a lot of stuff going on at the job. We changing managers almost like we change underwear.
The host has ended this call. Goodbye.
What the heck is that? I'm about to end the thing.
The line
wasn't
on.
Page line. It don't make that up. If he hung it up, it wouldn't end the whole call.
I worship you.
I worship you. You